This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all along the network. Now we're being heard on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live, that's the website, as well as leading independent stations across the country and some of the old USA radio network stations, as well as our Salem Media Group affiliates that are with us, and we appreciate them, and we appreciate everybody else tuning in via the internet and the satellite. Now, you can also count on us to give a special shout-out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and the soon-to-be-on-strike UPS drivers, it sounds like, and the bulk mail haulers, too. Let's not forget about them. And our good friends, the suicide jockeys, bringing us the gas and the diesel, the jet fuel, and the other petroleum products that we need. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and follow us. And then we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's website, Truth Social, and, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captains America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and we're going to go first to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics who stuck around for another hour. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
I'm never going to bring our good friend and our guest for these first two segments here, our retired Lieutenant Colonel, our U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. He also happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
All righty. And, okay, bye, guys. They're going back in. We've got a balmy 82 degrees. It warmed up a little bit since the last hour. And clear skies, and it's going to be another warm day today. So, Kyle, lead us in the pledge.
All right, here we go, gentlemen. I pledge
allegiance
to the flag of the
United States
of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under
God,
indivisible, with liberty
and
justice
for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words under God because, as Captain Matt tells us every morning here, that our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
And you go ahead and take it away, Kyle, because you know what you were going to ask him.
Yes, exactly right. Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Kevin, and great to speak with you again. We're going to talk here in just a moment about what's happened in Iran, where our U.S. Navy ships were dispatched to protect some shipping. But we do have some breaking news to ask you about right here at the top of the show. Just recently now, it was reported that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko is now saying that Yevgeny Prigozhin is no longer in the territory of Belarus. In fact, they're saying he's now in St. Petersburg, Russia. What do you think the implications of this are? Is it a non-starter, or what do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's a non-starter. It's a starter of something. But, yeah, this is an independent report of what yesterday we believed to be the case, that one, that he was no longer Belarus, and two, that he was in St. Petersburg. So I believe that to be true. And this is on the heels. Ferguson actually went on the airwaves. You know, he's got some friendly airwaves there operating out of Russia. He came on the airwaves, and that's probably what he had to say there is maybe even more startling than the confirmation that he's no longer in Belarus, which is big enough, because there he was actually calling on the Russian public, trying to recruit for the Wagner Group to join him rather than the Russian army. But he made clear that the fight against Ukraine was still front and center of what they did. And those reports left the sea. I don't know how much he was able to get, but that he's able to secure many of the munitions that he had surrendered, he had left behind right there. So he's alive and kicking. And even the earlier report a week ago that maybe he wouldn't have the same operation, same control he would have in Africa, which we don't talk about much, but it's a huge part of this and his power base. So, yeah, he is very much in the front, and it's hard to make sense of this, but it certainly looks like we continue to see parallel competitions for power and influence, not just there in Ukraine, but absolutely in Russia. And it's hard to make sense out of what comes out of the mouth of the official Russian agency and Vladimir Putin and what the Wagner Group is saying. But, yeah, he is, I think Putin's demise is vastly exaggerated, but for sure, Prigozhin and the Wagner Group is alive and kicking too. So, yep, more to follow.
Well, when this happened, of course, there was a lot of speculation as to why Vladimir Putin didn't simply take out Prigozhin, as we might assume that Vladimir Putin would do to his political enemies. And now, do you think Putin's regretting that? I know we're talking about him actually killing his rival, but in terms of how Putin views the world, do you think he's regretting that at this point?
I don't know. I mean, there's some speculation that maybe this isn't the great competition for power to be the leader in Russia so much as it is maybe that between Putin and the Wagner Group and Prigozhin that there is some understanding, and that this is just another step towards fulfilling that understanding. So I don't know. And our intelligence is not saying that. We may not be revealing what we do know.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to be right back here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. We continue to roll on. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, they want to be whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the nation. And they're all about customer service, and they're all about families, and they're all about providing our nation's active duty military, our veterans, our first responders, whether you're active or retired, EMS, firefighters, police, church pastors, active or retired. They're all about helping out and giving you a little step up, if you will, you know, a little bit of a discount on a vehicle and trying to help you along, because that's what they do. That's what they do. They give back, and they're very good about that, I might add. By the way, they also have Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, new or pre-owned. Very simple. You get it, and you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So think about that. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. They have their flagship store, Newport Richey, at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, side by side, and the all-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, State Route 50 West, bumped up against the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road, right there. You'll see them. Can't miss them. Just look for the big flagpole, amongst other things. Moss, M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. Tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and we're going to pick up the Colonel right here. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great to be with you.
Now, I want to give you an opportunity right now just to tell us a little bit about the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, Republican Liberty Caucus. We're not a chartered affiliate of the Republican Party, but we are the conscious of it. And I've been a part of this organization since I lived in Georgia and we chartered here in Florida as the foremost state Republican Liberty Caucus, which is the state of Florida, of all those in the nation, which is kind of interesting because next week, I will be flying up to Memphis. In fact, this time next Thursday, I'll be sitting in the airport getting ready to board an aircraft at 6:30, which probably means I won't be on the radio next Thursday, but I'll be on the way to Memphis as part of the Freedom Fest there, because Saturday of next week, we have the National Republican Liberty Caucus Convention. And we take our summer break here in Manatee County. We'll meet again in August at a new meeting place at the end of August. And, of course, we'll talk about what came out of the National Convention and a look ahead to the state convention, which will be in September in Melbourne, where all the county chartered organizations will be coming together from the state of Florida and East Coast, and we'll be having dinner, and we'll have our convention during the day. So a lot going on everywhere, of course.
Now, I want to talk about yesterday, the Gulf of Oman. We have a couple of Iranian gunboats that approached a couple of tankers, foreign tankers, and the U.S. Navy and one of their guided missile destroyers, the USS McFall, was on station about 20 or 30 miles away from where the first ship was attacked by an Iranian gunboat. And then when it got to that location and chased the gunboat away with not only a Reaper drone, but also a Poseidon aircraft flying overhead, an observation aircraft, then 20 miles away, they were actually firing gunshots at another tanker trying to get it to stop, and our destroyer came wheeling up. They saw it coming. They saw the drone show up. They saw the plane overhead, and they beat feet, too. They were gone, but we had a couple of almost yesterday.
These little kind of things have occurred from time to time for a long time by Iran in those waters. And over a year ago, Iran said it was going to increase its presence and the incidence of these kinds of things. And it was a couple months after that where the United States and the United States Navy increased its presence in those waters. So a year ago, it wouldn't have happened this way. A year ago, they probably would have increased and they would have continued to launch missiles at that tanker that was there in the Gulf of Oman. We may not have known what we do know about that, but the increased presence did that. And, of course, because it wasn't a U.S. flag tanker, it would have been a different story if it was. It might have made us more likely to have actually provided lethal force, not simply scare off these folks. But, we can anticipate that this sort of thing is going to be continue to be the norm there in the Straits of Hormuz and Oman.
Well, it was my understanding that they may have fired a small missile at one of the tankers, but it did very little damage. Is that right, Kyle? Is that what you told me?
Well, we understand that they observed some small arms fire, but also what they called crew-controlled fire from the one of the other vessels, the Iranian vessels. Small arms, and then could be something, I don't know if it's a deck gun or what. Perhaps the colonel knows more.
Well, we know for certain that one of these two, there's two missiles fired at the first one, the first tanker, and we know for certain because we've seen the pictures of it, where it appears to be almost like it was a bottle rocket from the 4th of July. It didn't do any damage. It just kind of bounced off out there. So it was protected, or the missile wasn't lethal enough to actually penetrate that, but it was up in near the living quarters and up towards the top tower of that. So it was fired. It was designed to have great effect. And fortunately, it had next to no effect. But yeah, we know for sure it hit, because you can see the video and picture evidence of it having occurred.
Mm. Well, it won't be the last time, though, will it?
No, it wasn't the first time, and it will not be the last.
Now, we know that Israel, and you spent time there, so you know firsthand about some of this. We know that Israel just went into Jenin and tried to clean house again for the umpteenth time, and I guess they did a fairly good job of it because they pulled back out again. But then all of a sudden, I believe it was last night or yesterday morning early, I can't remember which, there was a barrage of missiles that came out of that area again towards Israel. Rockets,
yeah,
rather. Rockets.
Seen them all up.
Yeah.
And, of course, you hear different stories. But if you've got to understand, you know, the state of Israel is about the size of New Jersey. And Jenin is on the northern end of the Palestinian territory. And it's just a couple miles from where Nazareth is and all that. And I know that because two of my children were actually baptized in the Church of the Nazarene right there, within miles of where the missiles were launched, and very likely not too far from where they landed. Yeah, but Israel pulled out yesterday, and it was not an easy pullout because I think they had a casualty in the pullout from right there. And on top of this, Hezbollah, it sounds like it's a long ways on the Lebanese border, but it's a short drive and just a few miles from Jenin and all that, so you can't separate this. This is a different cast of characters they're dealing there, but the Hezbollah outpost along the Lebanese border actually triggered a United Nations response because they, just on the side of the Israeli fence, United Nations has a presence right there, and Israelis had asked them to say, hey, tend to this stuff right here. This is not Lebanese here. And, of course, it was in an area that I've done, and that you don't see a lot of Israelis, but it's up on the Golan Heights along there near the Lebanon border. So, yeah, that's interesting. And it's always interesting to me, being in a place where I've spent many hours driving around and moving from place to place, and hear the story. And until you've done that, it's hard to really keep in perspective the geography and the nature of what occurs there in Israel.
Mm. Kyle, you got something else?
I sure do. Thank you, Captain. And Kevin, what is the upside for either Russia or Ukraine to attack this nuclear power plant that we keep hearing about? I mean, each side is saying the other wants to attack it, but why would they?
Yeah. Well, I think that the attack itself, if it was to occur by either one of them, is secondary to where does the blame get laid if should that occur. This sort of thing against facilities of that type, although this would be a step up from what's been reported over the last almost 2 years now since the invasion occurred in Ukraine. That's the real story. It's about where does blame get laid and how is that played out, and who would be actually responsible for it and do that. So far, Russia's losing that media battle, but they keep trying. So, I don't know.
Okay. Colonel, I hope to see you for lunch today over at Mixon's.
You will.
All right, very good. And Kyle, we'll be right back. I'll put Kyle on hold. Colonel, I'll see you for lunch.
All right. See you.
All right. And folks, we'll be right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News update. Formal lab tests are confirming cocaine was found in a common area of the West Wing at the White House. Secret Service is conducting an investigation to try to determine who brought it in. The small dime-sized bag was found by Secret Service Sunday night while President Biden and his family were away at Camp David for the holiday weekend. Severe weather is continuing to threaten the central United States today. Forecasters say severe storms are likely from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock and west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Travelers are continuing to see issues at airports as people head home from their 4th of July holiday. FlightAware reporting at least 1,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the United States today. That's on top of over at least 100 flights that have been canceled. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa.
Well, got that one wrong. Let's go over here and get the right one. Hang on, I got it right here. I can't even read my own prompts here. So we'll do the one where we're going today. It's Thursday, and we're going down to Bradenton to have some lunch there.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Now, today is the last official Have Lunch with the Captain that we're going to have down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm at the Mixon Groveside Cafe. Now, they're not closing today. They're open till the 29th of July. But we do our lunch the first Thursday of each month. So next month, in August, they'll be closed. Now, what we're going to do is we've got one of two places that we'll be going to. We're not sure which one yet. We're giving each one an equal opportunity to step up. And whoever says, we want you to come, the loudest is going to get us. It's that simple. And we'll bring our group with us and whatnot. And by the way, the people at the Village Inn the other day were ecstatic over the people that showed up. We expected 5 or 6, and we wound up getting over double that amount. So there you go. And we had some other people that were in the restaurant that couldn't sit with us, that were sitting elsewhere. And as I was getting up to walk out, I met several of them. So there you go. But this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Go over to the website, check it out. Your promo code is Captain, MyPillow.com. Numerous items save up to 80% on. And if you want to call them, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a couple of reasons I said that. Folks, just a little while ago, Joe Biden pledged to crack down on the college admission privilege. Right, Kyle?
Yes, that's true.
And that was about people that were using their influence to get their sons or daughters or cousins or nephews or whatever into the colleges, the big high-ranking colleges. Well, here comes Joe and here comes Hunter Biden and here comes Hunter's daughter who wants to go to the University of Pennsylvania, a very prestigious school. It's now been revealed that Joe Biden used his political connections to get his granddaughter into the University of Pennsylvania, one of the most prestigious schools in the United States, with a 5.9% acceptance rate. Hunter Biden apparently asked his father to help out and see if they could get the daughter, his daughter, in there. And he did. How about that? How about that, Kyle?
Well, I guess it's okay for him to do that, I suppose, even though he evidently said that he wanted to crack down on anybody else doing that kind of thing.
Well, don't believe what you see. Believe all what you hear. And let's see, there's another little addendum that goes in there. Believe for thee, but not for me.
Yeah. Rules for thee, but not for me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, but this just, doesn't this just track, Captain, with everything we know about Joe Biden even before he got in the White House? Even as vice president, you know, the whole thing with having influence and I'm going to get this guy fired and or they're not getting the money. And lo and behold, they fired the guy.
And nobody believed that he was this way because he was just a happy-go-lucky guy. But he had that fake smile, and behind that, he would nail you to the wall if he could do it.
Right. That's the Uncle Joe. Oh, that's just Uncle Joe. Oh, he did this. He said that. You know, he did something else inappropriate. Oh, that's just Uncle Joe. But now because he's having these issues, I think the Uncle Joe facade is sort of falling away.
Now, there's something else here. Joe Biden, officially, folks, is now the least popular U.S. president in over 70 years, according to a recent poll. President Joe Biden's popularity has now fallen below those of the last 13 presidents. Democrats seem increasingly worried about Biden's age and apparent cognitive decline. Nearly half of Democrats believe he's too old for the office. And his supporters say he's fit for duty and blame post-pandemic inflation for most of his unpopularity. Well, that's only part of it.
Well, of course it is. Of course it's only part of it. And, of course, you know, people age differently. Age in and of itself isn't the factor here. We don't really hear a lot about Trump's age because he's, I think, just turned 77. But Joe Biden certainly does exhibit these different things that he's been struggling with. I'm just putting it mildly there. So, yes, I think people have a real hard time believing that he's really up for the job, even Democrats.
And, of course, now they found cocaine in the White House on Sunday evening. A Secret Service officer, of course, found the substance in a common area of the West Wing, which we now know was an entrance where people came in and out. It wasn't the West Wing per se. It was in the main entree, the main concourse, where the people come in to visit and whatnot. And it's prompted, of course, it prompted a brief evacuation before a field test was determined it was cocaine by the fire department and the hazmat squad. President Joe Biden, according to Frenchie, and his family were away at Camp David at the time. She made sure she got that out there because we're all thinking, where's Hunter, right?
Right. Well, of course, Captain, I don't know. We have unconfirmed reports that the Secret Service is probably going to try to get some of these folks from the to catch a smuggler on Nat Geo to come in and be the first line of defense for people visiting the White House to try to smuggle drugs in there.
Yeah, I heard you say that, and I just kind of chuckled when I heard it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. Very, you learn a lot on that thing, but definitely, and it's, of course, it's no joke because they evacuated the area as well because they didn't know what this substance was, and that was the proper procedure because they had to identify it because they didn't know if it was biological or what, even though it might have appeared as cocaine at that time, but they had to wait for confirmation.
I get that. I understand that. Now, of course, in looking at everything that we have to look at, we now know the Biden administration has been using taxpayer dollars to fund the LGBT activism overseas. Some $5.6 million worth of money has gone to upwards to 50 countries overseas. And that's just amazing. Just amazing to hear that right now with what's going on with the money and whatnot. They just throw money up in the air like it's nobody's.
Well, and part of that too, I think, is trying to shore up support here at home, and to show, you know, that they're supportive of the LGBTQ agenda, this kind of thing. So by putting the money out there to different countries, I think that's their way of doing that. It's actually like a campaign, you know. So I can't, but it's public money though.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break here in about a minute, and I'm going to tell you that what we're going to be talking about, one of the things in the final segment, is about diversity. And we found out how the schools are going to try to increase minority enrollment without using affirmative action to achieve the goals that affirmative action would have achieved. So their little devious plot is out, and we're going to tell you what they're going to do here on the program, because I found out totally by accident. Again, I'm on some mailing lists that they don't know who I am or what I do. And I got the what to and the how for sent to me yesterday, and I got it right here in front of me.
Well, certainly in this, you know, because we're going to talk more about it after the break, as you said, but certainly if there are ways to try to circumvent what the Supreme Court has said, then that puts those institutions into a lot of liability, and they can get sued real bad if it looks like they really are discriminating when we're not supposed to have the racial discrimination.
Well, that's why I said I hope Joe Biden goes ahead and does what he said he was going to do, because if he does, they're going to come down on him. Not that they could find him in contempt of court, but they might be able to. I did talk to an attorney about that yesterday, just in passing in a conversation. And fact of the matter is, she believed that if they really wanted to do it, if the Republicans took control of the House and the Senate and the White House, that Mr. Joe could be in big trouble down the line for not following the order of the court. We'll see. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up. And don't forget, today, Thursday, the final lunch we're going to be having at Mixon's Groveside Cafe from 11 to 1. That's when I'll be there. Hope to see you there. Have a great day if you got to go. Otherwise, we'll be right back with more. See you when you get back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for a Thursday. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, they're located down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, they are the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. They've been with me the longest. They're my longest-running sponsor. I've known about what they've done and how they do it for a number of years. Many moons ago, when Dominic was there with his wife, I had them come to my house over in Lakewood Ranch and do something with our shades that we had there and shutters, and they took care of it very nicely for us, and that was a great thing to have happen because they're good people. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. And make sure when you do call them, and I'll give you the number in a minute, that you tell them the captain sent you. Now, you can stop on in at 4540 Clark Road at the store, or you can call them at 941-922-2345. They'll come to you. They'll see what your problem is, and they'll try to remedy it. Their number again, 941-922-2345. You can schedule an appointment. Or just stop on by the store, get done what you need to get done. Local, experienced, professional. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. Now, let's bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, schools are trying to increase, and Joe Biden is in the middle of this, too, with what he's going to be doing. The minority enrollment without using affirmative action to do it. Now, I'm going to use your state as an example because I have that example to use here. Back in 1996, California actually banned affirmative action, the consideration of race in school admissions, at public colleges and universities. They were one of the 9 states at that time to have done so. And after that ban took effect, admission rates of black and Hispanic students in prestigious schools dropped. In the state's top 2 schools, UCLA and the University of California, Berkeley, they were cut in half. Now, scrambling for diversity, after the ban, California schools began considering factors like socioeconomic and the status in admissions and spent nearly $500 million on scholarships and programs to increase diversity rates. Now, despite their attempts, black and Hispanic students were still underrepresented in many of the top schools. Now, in UC Berkeley's 2022 freshman class, only 3.6% of the students were black and 52% were Asian. California's population is 6.5% black and 16% Asian. Now, as far as comparisons between schools with and without affirmative action, which highlights the discriminatory efforts of such policies, Harvard is less likely to admit Asian students in the 10th academic decile, that's the top 10% of students, than African-American students in the 4th decile. Now, in every academic decile, African-American and Hispanic students are much more likely to be admitted into Harvard with lower SAT scores than the white and Asian students who have excelled with their scores and do much better traditionally at college. What they're doing is they're going to very subtly change the way they do things, and some people won't even know it, and they're going to get the same result.
Well, you know, Captain, my understanding, too, I think, is that some of these standardized tests like the SATs may not even be a factor for some schools. They may not look at them at all. But, of course, this decision that was handed down by the Supreme Court, it bans the use of racial discrimination. But you're right. Some of these schools will find other ways of trying to make a calculus about that and try to finagle it in some way. And that could open them up, as we were talking about last segment, to liability for actually trying to institute their own version of discrimination.
Well, we've got $5.6 million going overseas to 50 countries, for LGBT courses and items and education. That I don't understand for the life of me. Why would we be doing that?
Well, I think ultimately it serves the Democrat Party so that they can say, look, we're helping to promote this particular agenda. And again, it's kind of like the student loan thing. Okay, well, we're going to forgive your student loans because even if we don't accomplish that, you still think we're trying, and so you're going to continue to vote Democrat. That's their hope. It's like it's the buying votes or trying to get people to say, I prefer the Democrats over the Republicans because they support my agenda.
Okay, well, we've got a call here, and I think the caller is Mary over there in St. Pete. Mary, is that you?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I was just wondering, why are people clamoring to get into these Ivy League schools? They're mostly liberal anyway, so why don't you just boycott these Ivy League schools and go somewhere else?
Okay, it's a very simple answer to that. If they get into a school like that, they can go anywhere and do just about anything when it comes to work.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering about the standards of the whole schools up there anyway.
Well, that's a horse of a different color, as we well know. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, she drives an interesting point home. But if you get into an Ivy League school or one of these Class A plus schools, and you graduate, doesn't matter if you graduate with a degree in swamp muscling or whatever, you're going to have a job because of where you graduated from, and that's going to be the bottom line.
Well, sure. And, of course, you also make connections. And if you go undergraduate and then maybe you go to graduate school or maybe you go to law school coming out of a prestigious university, of course, in the East Coast, we have Harvard and others, of course, the opportunities that await you are actually very, very significant.
Yeah. And one of the other things that people seem to forget about is that it's not what you know, it's who you know and how you use it. And that's what the Bidens have been doing for years.
Well, sure, and that's kind of a very it's a dastardly sort of example of it, because networking is always a good thing if you're trying to get ahead in business or you're trying to establish yourself. So there are good, I mean, there are good applications for that, and then some pretty bad ones, as we've seen with Joe Biden, you know, holding it over everybody's head, it would seem, in order to make sure that, get this, right, the big guy gets his cut.
Well, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We know about Twitter, and we know about Meta, right?
Right, right.
And surprise, surprise, the Zuckerberg Twitter clone uses and collects all of the data that they can get on you when you join their group.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if everything is about getting data, vacuuming it up, and then analyzing it, having it on tap for some other way of creating some analytic about it.
And not to be outdone, but over in China, a deadly flood has 100,000 people that have been displaced or stranded. The early death toll was at 15, but they've got hundreds of people missing, so it's going to go much higher, much quicker.
That's very, very, that's a terrible thing to hear, isn't it?
Yep, but that is something that I just now got, that just came across here. Apparently it happened a day or so ago, but the news is, in the third world parts of China, the news is very hard to get out.
Yes, that's very true. And so hopefully they'll be able to rescue people or find them.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go because we've run out of time here, unfortunately. And I just now noticed that I'm up in the 58-minute mark here. So I will be talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
That sounds great, Captain. Everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Captain. Thank you.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much and everything that he brings to the show. And he's been a tremendous help, and as I said, this is the last week that you'll hear him on all 4 hours of the show with me, because next week he goes back to his regular 2 hours, the first 2 hours, and then I do what I do the next 2 hours. All right. I'll be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon Fruit Farms, today from 11 to 1. Come join us for lunch. It'll be the last one we have down there. We'll get together, have a good time. God bless America, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.